Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off Nelson. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Blefary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blefary. Harper reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is hit by the pitch. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cardinal who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palfrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is called out on strikes. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buford. Harper reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palfrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Haney and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.